It's a wrap. Commodity Classic 26 is wrapped up. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. Over the course of last week, we talked about a number of different factors going on at Commodity Classic. Value-added ethanol, biodiesel, and biofuels was one of the topics being talked about by officials from the USDA.
If we play our cards right and have the correct policy, our farmers can fuel the world. We have not forgotten that an important part of the mix in our trade negotiations involve biofuels. And we have a whole multitude of countries that we are engaged in negotiations with to see to it that American biofuels can serve those countries' energy needs.
USDA Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden was speaking at Commodity Classic, and he said they continue to look at ways to establish new and expand current biofuel export markets.
I had meetings with the trade minister from Vietnam. Top on his list was getting secure access to American biofuels, because this summer, Vietnam is adopting E10. They wanted the United States to be the provider of that ethanol, and as they develop their infrastructure further and build plants that can produce ethanol in Vietnam, they want American corn to be the source material that feeds those plants.
And he pointed out working with our trading partners in Japan has already shown some success.
The trade framework that the administration has reached with Japan specifically has a request to buy sustainable or synthetic, whichever you please, aviation fuel from the United States.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.